The passage we are going to study today is Matthew.
今天我们学习的经文是马太福音。
We have been studying the book of Matthew.
已经有一段时间，我们一直都是学习马太福音。
And now we have come to chapter 6, verse 1.
今天我们来到马太福音第六章。
Today we are going to study from verse 1 to verse 18.
今天我们阅读的范围是第六章一到十八节。
It's a long passage.
一到十八节是蛮长的。
So I'll start with verse 1.
所以我们从第一节开始。
Beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven.
你们要小心，不可在众人面前行你们的义，让他们看见。如果这样，就得不到你们天父的赏赐了。
The word piety, the original word actually means righteousness.
对，在原文里头，piety 这个字呢，其实是义，公义这个词。
Now righteousness means what God requires of His people.
而义或者公义这个词的意思呢，就是神所看为对做的好的事情。
What God requires of His people has basically two parts.
而神所要求他的百姓的事有两部分。
Our relationship with God.And our relationship with people.
就是关于人与神的关系，以及人与人之间的关系，两部分。
And Jesus has summed it up in two commandments.
而耶稣曾经用两条诫命来总结起来。
To love God with all your heart.
就是要尽心、尽性、尽一切爱神。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
而且要爱人如己。
This is righteousness.
这就是公义。
If you can still remember, the word righteousness has occurred repeatedly in chapter 5 and 6 of the Sermon on the Mount.
或许大家还记得，在登山宝训里头，义或者公义这个词已经出现了好几次了。
Let's find this occurrence together.
我们一起复习一下在哪里出现。
Please turn to Matthew 5.
我们翻到第五章。
Now you can scan through your Bible and tell me the first occurrence of the word righteousness.
请大家快速地把第五章看一下，看看你能不能想起在哪里义或者公义这个词出现。
Where can you find the first occurrence?
公义这个词第一次出现在哪里？
Chapter 5, verse...
第五章的第哪一节？
第六节，
第六节是对的。
This is the first occurrence.
这是第一次。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
爱慕公义、如饥如渴的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
That is to say, those who seek after righteousness, to seek after the relationship with God and the relationship with people.These people will be satisfied.
也就是说，那些不断追求与神有一个正确的关系，也追求人与人之间有和睦的关系的人，这类的人必定得到饱足。
Where is the second occurrence?
那公义这个词第二次出现在哪里呢？
Just now, Lawrence raised up her hands.He put up 10th, verse 10.
那刚才我看见 Lawrence 举手了，他说是第十节。
Verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Now, if you seek after righteousness, you will be persecuted somehow.
如果你追求的是公义的话，那你会受到迫害的。
Because some of the people or most of the people will not agree with you.
因为有些人，甚至大部分的人，大部分的人都不会同意你的做法。
But if you seek hunger and thirst for righteousness, you will be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
所以这样追求公义的人会为了公义的缘故会受迫害的。
And then the third occurrence of righteousness, where is it?
然后登山宝训公义这个词第三次出现在什么地方呢？
Anyone? Verse 20, yes.
对，二十节是对的。
For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过经学家和法利赛人的义，就必不能进天国。
The scribes and Pharisees are people who are very serious with God's law.
经学家或者是文士和法利赛人都是当代对律法圣经很严格很认真的一群人。
But the Lord Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是耶稣却说，除非你的公义的水平是远远超过经学家和法利赛人的义，否则你断不可以进天国。
So from verse 20 onwards, Jesus began to teach his disciples to differentiate the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees from the true righteousness.
所以就从二十节开始，下来的第五章的内容，耶稣就详细的解释什么样的公义只是法利赛人的水平，什么样的公义才是超过他们的水平。
Then we come to the next occurrence is Matthew 6 verse 1.
然后下一次公义这个词出现呢，就是刚刚是第六章的第一节。
This is the verse we are going to study today.
对，今天我们学习的也正是这一句。
Beware of practicing your righteousness before men.In order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven.
你们要注意，行义不可张扬，不可引人注目，否则呢，在天父面前，你们得不着他的报赏。
One of the things about the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is that they practice their righteousness in order to be seen by men.
法利赛人、经学家在当时他们行义的一种特点，就是他们常常做是故意让人看得见他们行义。
If you do so, if your righteousness is similar to that of the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus is telling you, you will have no reward from your Father.
耶稣告诉我们，如果我们行善、行义的方式跟法利赛人相似的话，我们就得不到天父给我们的报赏了。
And later on, we are going to study what does that mean.
那下来的时间，我们就会学习耶稣这句话是什么意思。
But let's complete the search. What is the next verse? You see the word righteousness.
那现在呢，我们继续的寻找公义这个词下一次在哪里出现。
It's also the last time, the last occurrence in chapter 6.
其实这也是第六章最后一次出现公义这个词。
Anyone got it? This is the last verse, right?
就是最后的一次公义出现。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well.
第六章的三十三节。 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给你们了。
So we can see from chapter 5 and 6, the central theme is about righteousness.
所以我们可以看见，无论是第五章或者是第六章，那个核心的思想是关于公义的。
The Lord Jesus asked us to seek after righteousness.
主耶稣教导我们要追求公义。
And in a way that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees.
但是追求的途径必须要不像法利赛人那种的。
If whatyou are seeking after is the true righteousness, you will certainly be persecuted for righteousness' sake.
如果你追求公义的方法是对的话，那么你一定会受到迫害。
But at the same time, the Father in heaven will reward you.
但同时呢，你天上的父一定会报赏你。
As long as you seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, everything else.Will be given to you.
只要我们先追求天父的国和他的公义，其他一切我们所需要的，他都会给我们。
The Father will reward you.
天父自己会报赏我们。
Now let's come to today's passage.
那今天我们又来到目前的经文。
Matthew 6 verse 1-18.
我们先看第六章的一到十八节。
We are going to learn how different is the righteousness of the Pharisees and the true righteousness.
我们要学习的是，真的公义，比起法利赛人式的公义的区别在哪里？
After reading verse 1 says,Beware of practicing your righteousness before men in order to be seen by men.
第一节是说，你们要注意行善或者行义，不可张扬，不可引起众人的注目。
Then from verse 2 onwards to 18, Jesus mentioned three aspects of religious practice of righteousness.
跟着第一节之后呢，从第二节开始一直到十八节，耶稣提到了行善的三方面的善功。
Who can tell me what are the three aspects?
那么这三方面的善功是哪三方面呢？有谁看得见？
You can simply read the title.
要是你的圣经有标题的话，那应该就一目了然。
But if I don't know if you are using a digital Bible, I don't know if the title is there.
但是你用的要是一个电子版的圣经，就不一定有标题了。
阿娃，你见到吗？你见到 title 哈？
所以用传统的圣经的是有标题的。
Now, Awa, can you tell us what are the three aspects?
那么这里谈到的三方面的善功的是哪三方面呢？
第三个是什么啊？未到，是十八节。我们今天看到一至十八节。施舍啦 ，giving alms， 祷告啦 ，prayer， 仲有一样哦。积财已经超过咗啦。有冇人见到第三点系乜嘢 ？Sorry，what's the third point？ 禁食啦吓 ，fasting。
所以三方面的义行或者善功就是施舍、祈祷和禁食。
Fasting is from verse 16.
从十六节到十八节，你看见是关于禁食。
Giving alms, prayer, and fasting are the three chief works of righteousness required by the law on the Jews.
施舍、祈祷和禁食就是神所要求犹太人要做到的三方面的善功。
These three aspects are the central elements of the Jewish religion.
这三方面也是犹太教的这个支柱。
Let's first take a look at giving alms.
我们先看看施舍。
In modern terms, it means charity, donation.
用我们今天的言语来说，就是行善，做善事。
It's a work of kindness.
就是有怜悯的心去施舍给人。
But for the Jews, it's an obligation.
但是为犹太教的里头的犹太人来说，施舍是被他们要求他们做到的。
Because it originated from the Old Testament.
之所以这样呢，是因为这个教导是来自旧约的圣经。
It comes from Deuteronomy 15.
来自旧约的申命记第十五章。
7:7-8.
是申命记的第十五章第七到第八节。
Maybe I can read it to you to save your time from turning the pages.
那为了节省时间，我为大家读出来。
It says, if there is among you a poor man, one of your brethren, in any of your towns within your land, which the Lord your God gives you, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand against your poor brother, but you shall open your hand to him,and lend him sufficient for his need, whatever it may be.
第七节这样说，在亚伟你的上帝所赐给你的地图上，无论是哪一座城里，在你们中间如果有一个穷人，或者有你的兄弟是穷困的，你对这个穷困的兄弟不可硬着心肠，也不可袖手不理他，你一定要向他伸手，照着他缺乏的借给他，补足他的缺乏。你要自己谨慎，不可心里起着恶念。
对， there are many verses from the Old Testament commanding the people to show kindness to the poor and needy.
在旧约的圣经里头，有多处都吩咐以色列民要对同胞。有穷困的、穷困的同胞要有同情心
，to feed the poor，
去给他们食物
，to give them clothes，
给他们衣服
，to visit the sick，
有人生病了，去看望他们
，to show hospitality to strangers，
有陌生人需要住宿，你接待他们。
Those stranger basically means people travel from far away land.
这里所指的陌生人，只是他们同胞当中呢，有人去远行，从一个地方去另外一个地方。
So I'm not telling you to ask anyone on the street to come to your home and take lodging.
所以意思不是说我们应该从街上啊，哪一个陌生人都邀请他到你家里去过宿。
So.The Jews is obliged to help the poor and needy.
所以犹太人在他们的宗教底下有责任去照顾穷困的人。
Because the law said, because once you were a slave in Egypt.
因为他们的神对他们说，因为你们以前在埃及也是为奴隶的。
You were once poor and oppressed.
当时你们也是穷困，受迫害。
But God has saved you.
但是神帮助了你，救活了你。
So everything you have now is from God.
所以现在你所拥有的一切都是来自神的。
So we should give generously.
所以你们应该慷慨的施舍。
Give to the poor and needy.
去给予那些穷困的人。
Now even today, the Jews still have a practice of giving.
到了今天，犹太人。还有这种施舍、捐献的习俗。
Some people will collect money every Sabbath Eve and distribute it to the poor.
所以每周的星期五晚上，安息日的崇拜里头，总有人去收捐献的钱给穷人。
Money is also collected in the synagogue after the service.
崇拜之后呢，会堂也会有人收钱的。
And the Jews are required.To give one-tenth of their annual income to God for charity work.
他们要求他们每年都把总收入的十分之一去献回给神，以及神所照顾的穷人。
Every Jew is obliged to give charity.
所以每一个犹太人都有责任去施舍。
Even one who himself is dependent on charity should give to those less fortunate than himself.
即便一个人自己也需要依靠别人的施舍，他也需要把自己拥有的一点点给那些比自己更穷困的人。
So faith is not just coming to church or to synagogue every weekend.
所以真正的信仰，不是单单每星期去礼拜堂或者是会堂。
Or to attend every meeting to sing praises to God.
真的信仰不只是单单开口唱诗歌，
Our faith must be expressed in giving.
真的信仰必须表达在施舍这方面。
It's a work of kindness.
这就是善功。
Now this is the first aspect, the central element in Jewish life.
所以犹太人的信仰生活的三方面的善功，第一个方面就是关于施舍的。
And the second aspect is about prayer.
第二个方面是关于祈祷。
Prayer is obviously a religious practice.
那明显的，祈祷是一个属于宗教性的活动。
Jews were expected to pray three times a day.
在犹太教里头，犹太人有责任每天三次祈祷。
Pray at a fixed time.
就是按时三次祈祷。
Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and one in the evening.
早晨、下午以及黄昏。
The third practice is fasting.
第三方面的善功是关于禁食。
Fasting is a common practice too.
在有信仰的犹太人当中，禁食是一个很流行的做法。
Some Jews fast because they want to mourn for sins.
有些的犹太人禁食是因为他们想学习为了自己的罪过而感到难过。
Some Jews fast because they want to get near to God.
有些犹太人禁食是因为他们想通过禁食能够更好的亲近神。
Because fasting, that means you're without distraction.
因为禁食的时间，一个人是比较专心，没有这么的纷扰的。
And Jesus himself also fast.
大家也记得耶稣自己也有禁食。
Some Pharisees fasted twice per week.
有些法利赛人每星期禁食两次。
Twice per week is quite a lot.
每周两次是蛮多的。
And their fast is not just fast for one meal, it's an absolute whole day fast.
而他们所禁食的方式，不是一天就不吃一顿吧，吃少一顿吧，不是的，他们整天都不吃东西。
Now, what does Jesus has to say about these three aspects of works of righteousness?
那关于这个三方面的善功，耶稣想说的是什么？
In verse 1, we'll come back to verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men in order to be seen by them.
我们又回到第一节，我们应该注意行善的时候不可张扬，不可引人注目。
That means when you give, or when you pray, or when you fast, don't do them in order to be seen.
也就是说，无论你是施舍，或者是祈祷，或者禁食，都不可以张扬，不可以引起众人看得见。
But how can you do that?
但是你怎么能够不让人看得见呢？
Well,If you give money to the poor, maybe you can do so. Nobody can see you if you do it secretly.
当你捐献一些钱给穷人的时候，或者你能够不让人知道就捐献。
But even nowadays, it's a little bit difficult to do that.
但今天呢，要这样做也不太容易。
Because sometimes if you take some clothes to a charity shop, You will be asked to fill in a form.
打一个比方，如果你捐献一些的衣服给一个慈善的机构，某些机构会要求你填一个表格。
For the sake of tax, tax or first aid.
这是关于英国交税从一个收回一些税项的一个原因和要求你填你的名字的。
Or when you come to church, you want to put your donation into the offering box.
又或者在教会里头，你想把一些钱放进这个捐献箱里头。
Are you able to do this without being seen?
你真的可以做起来不让任何人看见吗？
Sometimes you can do that.
有时候是可以的。
But sometimes there are just too many people around you.
有时候太多人站在这个箱子的旁边了。
And you really want to put something into some money into the box, but you are in a rush. You must go.
你很想把一些的捐献的钱放在箱子里，但是你就赶时间，你马上就要做了。
So, what to do? Should I wait till everybody's gone? Then I put the offering in.
那你该怎么做呢？你是否应该等到每一个人都离开这个现场，你才暗中的暗暗的把钱放进去呢？
But other people may think the same.
但是或者其他想捐钱的人也想法也都一样，大家都等着。
So you are waiting for each other to leave the room so that you can put the offering into the box.
所以你等着，希望其他人都离开，其他人也等着，希望你离开。
When you pray, sometimes you can do it secretly, but sometimes we also pray in public.
祈祷怎么样呢？有些时候你的确是在独自一个人的时候祈祷的，但有时候你是必须在人的面前开口祈祷的。
So is Jesus telling us not to pray at all in public?
这难道耶稣在说我们千万不要在人面前祈祷了？
Then I don't think this is what the Lord wants to say.
我想主要说的肯定不是这样。
And you also know this should not be what the Lord Jesus is teaching.
你也很清楚这应该不是耶稣的意思。
When you fast, how about when you fast?
当你进食的时候又怎么样呢？
Yeah, maybe this one is a little bit easier not to be seen by men.
或许进食不让人看见你在进食，或许比较容易做得到。
But let's read on verse 2 and 3.
我们现在就继续看第二的第三节。
The Lord Jesus goes on to say, "Thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do."In the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. 2-3.
第二、第三节。因此，你施舍的时候，不可到处张扬，好像那些假善人在会堂、在街道上所做的一样，以博取众人的称赞。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐了。你施舍的时候，不要让左手知道右手所做的，好使你的施舍是在隐秘处，行的。
Now, how is it possible that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand is doing?
你左手，你右手所做的，不让左手知道，这怎么可能呢？
So obviously, the Lord is not telling you, something literally.
所以这一句呢，我们一定不可以从字面的意思去理解。
The Lord Jesus is speaking figuratively.
他在这里用一种的象征、比喻的手法说话。
He's talking about the motive.
他针对的是我们的动机。
The motive of giving.
就是施舍、捐献的动机。
The motive of praying.
就是祈祷的动机。
The motive of fasting.
进取的动机。
Nowadays, or back in your hometown, some people donate money to build a building. Then the building will be named after that person.
在我们今天的世界社会里，有一些人捐献钱给一个机构去盖一栋楼啊，那么这种情况呢，这栋楼以后会以这个人的名字来命名的。
And sometimes it's difficult to give and not to be seen.
在这种情况下，比较困难，捐献钱也不让人群知道。
But people know you have donated, or you have prayed, or you have fasted, is one thing. But why you are doing this, or you do this for people to be seen, to see, is another thing.
那也难免有人知道你捐献钱是一回事，但是你捐献钱心里的动机是什么，却是另外一件事。你的动机到底是不是要让人看得见你捐献呢？
In this passage, three times the Lord Jesus tells us, "Don't be like the hypocrite."
在今天我们的经文里头，耶稣说了三次，不要像那些伪君子，就是假善人一样。
In verse 2, it occurs once.
在第二节，我们看见这个伪君子。
In verse 5, the second time.
第五节，我们又看见。
In verse 16, the third time.
在十六节，又出现了。
Hypocrite, like the Pharisees.
假善人，好像那些法利赛人一样。
The word hypocrite actually means act player.
这个词呢，在原文里头其实是演员的意思。
He's an actor.
所谓的假善人，其实是好像演员。
He do things in order to make a show.
他们是表演的。
To show off something.
是故意让人看得见的。
So that they can be praised.
的动机就是希望人去称许他。
They can be admired.
就去羡慕他。
No wonder in Matthew 23 and verse 23, the Lord Jesus said to those scribes and Pharisees.
也怪不得在马太福音的23章23节，耶稣对法利赛人曾经这样说。
Maybe we can turn to this passage, Matthew 23:23.
我们一起翻到马太福音的23章第23节，看一下。
Can you all find it now? 23, chapter 23, verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, which is justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others.
第二十三节。虚伪的经学家和法利赛人啊，你们有祸了！你们把薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，却忽略了律法上更重要的，正如正义、怜悯和信实。这些更重要的是你们应当做的，但其他的也不可忽略。
Yeah, the hypocrites means they do things for others to see.
所以可见。假善人行善做这些善功的动机是希望人能看见他们这样做。
Now, in the aspect of prayer, how does the Jews pray?
关于祈祷犹太人祈祷的习俗是怎么样的呢？
Why the Lord is reminding them don't pray in order to be seen?
为什么耶稣提醒门徒祈祷的时候不要模仿法利赛人的方式呢？
actually in the past and also nowadays, when a Jew pray, they have to put on a shawl.
今天的犹太教徒以及古代的犹太人，他们祷告之前，他们先需要先披上祷告巾。
So they would wrap himself in a prayer shawl.
所以在图片上，他们看见一个在祷告的犹太人已经披上了祷告巾。
And then near the on the forehead, you see a little box.
然后在他们的额上也戴上了一个小盒子。
This little box is called tefili.
这个盒子在希伯来语的名字叫 tefillin.
There is one on the forehead, and then there is also one on the arm.
其实他们戴着两个，一个在额上，一个在手臂上。
These tefili are a set of small black leather boxes. Inside the box, there is a little parchment, and on it is written a verse or two.
在这两个小的黑色的盒子里头呢，是装着一些的经文，经文都是写在羊皮上的。
Now, when the Jew pray, they have to dress up like this.
所以，一个犹太人祈祷之前，先要穿好祈祷衣。
And sometimes they may be standing, sometimes they may be kneeling down.
有时候呢，他们祈祷是站着的，有时候是坐下的。
And very often their hands were usually held uplifted.
很多时候他们都会举起双手。
Now you watch them pray is really a scene.
看他们祈祷了，真是蛮好看的。
That's why in Matthew 23 and verse 5, Jesus said this to them.
因此，在刚才马太福音第23章，耶稣才对法利赛人这样说。
They do all their deeds to be seen by men.
他们做这一切，为了让人看得见。
For they make their tefili broad.And their fringes long.
因为那里耶稣说，你们故意把祈祷巾的这些的穗子、这些的布，做得很长。
But they pray three times a day.
他们每天祈祷三次。
But actually, how much do they love God?
但是心里对神的爱心到底有多少呢？
When they say their prayers, they're long prayers.
他们祈祷的时候，祷文一般还非常长。
Do they really know what they are saying?
祈祷的时候，到底他们知道自己在说什么吗？
And do they really mean what they are saying?
更重要是，他们的心里真是这样想吗？
Or it simply has become a routine three times a day.
或者这些常用的经文祷文已经习以为常了。
And from verse 16 to 18 talks about fasting.
然后在我们经文的16到18节就谈到禁食。
This matter of fasting for religious purpose is clearly something between you and God.
禁食，严格来说是一个人跟神之间的一件事。
So it should be done between you and God.
所以是应该一个人在神面前独自去做的。
The motive of doing this should not be in order to be seen by men.
那个动机绝不应该是做出来让人看得见，你正在进食。
Let's read verse 4. Let's go back to Matthew 6, verse 4.
我们又回到马太福音的六章，现在我们看第四节。
If We are not supposed to do all these good deeds in front of men or to be praised by men. Then what should we do?
如果说我们做这些善功，不能够以让人看得见为动机，那正确的动机应该是什么？
Verse 3 and 4 says, Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
第三、第四节这样说，你施舍的时候，不要让左手知道右手所做的，好使你的施舍是在隐秘中行的，你父在隐秘处查看，必定报答你。
The same thing, the Lord Jesus says the same thing in verse 6.
在第六节，耶稣说了同一样的话。
But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你们祈祷的时候，要进到密室里面去，关上门，向在隐秘中的天父祈祷。你父在隐秘中查看，必定报答你。
The Lord Jesus said the same thing about fasting.
关于禁食，耶稣也说了同样的话。
From verse 17 to 18.
就是第十七、十八两节。
But when you fast, what should you do? Anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father. Where is your Father?In secret, who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
你们进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要叫人看得出你在进食，只让在隐秘中的天父看见。你父在隐秘中看见，必定报答你。
Your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Occurs repeatedly.
这句话，你父在隐秘中看见，必定大报答你，重复了又重复。
The characteristic of our Father is that He is hidden.
我们天父的一个特点就是他是隐藏起来的。
He sees in secret.
他看见的我们的事情是在隐秘中看见的。
He's telling us that.Our relationship with God is to be intimate.
也意思也是说，我们跟天父的关系应该是亲密的。
Whatever we do, giving alms or prayer or fasting, this is in order to build an intimate relationship with God.
不论我们是施舍，或者是祈祷，或者进食，无论我们做什么，都应该抱着。只让天父在隐秘中看见这种的目的。
Prayer is a true communication with God.
祈祷就是与神的真的交流。
And very often I found the deepest kind of prayer is without words.
以我自己的体验就是，最深度的祈祷往往是无言无语的。
Few years ago, after service,I talked to one of you.
在几年前有一天，在崇拜聚会之后，我跟你们当中有一位聊天。
And the person told me, well, every time after the sermon, we will close in prayer.
这个人就对我说，每一次我们崇拜结束，我们都会祈祷结束。
But and then we will have a moment of quiet prayer.
然后呢，我们再个人安静一下。
But then this person told me, well, every time when you, that means we, lead the prayer with words, I got distracted.
这个人就继续说，但是每一次结束祷告的时候呢，当我跟着你们听你们。祷告的时候呢，每一次我都觉得很分心。
But every time you ask us to have a moment of quiet prayer, every time I found that I can come before the Lord.
但相反，每当你叫我们个人安静在神面前的时候呢，反而我就能够安静的在神面前了。
I found it very interesting.
我觉得非常的有意思。
Because that person is not a Christian yet, he's not a believer yet.
因为当时这样跟我说话的人还不是一个基督徒。
But when he practiced, or when she, it's a she, when she practiced prayer, surprisingly, she knows what the true prayer really means.
很有意思的是，当这个还不是信徒的人学习向神祈祷的时候，他已经揣摩到，真的祈祷的内涵呢。
The true prayer is to build an intimate relationship with God.
真的祷告就是跟神建立真的关系。
And not even for us to offer a lot of prayer item.
而不是一定向神提出很多很多请他帮助的事情。
Jesus always went to a quiet, desolate place to pray.
耶稣祈祷的习惯就常常走到一些没有人的比较偏僻的地方去祈祷。
And often he likes to pray at before dawn.
往往他喜欢在日出前就祈祷。
That is when people were still sleeping.
就是当其他的人还在睡觉的时候。
There will be no distraction, no crowds, no work.
那个时候就绝对没有人去纷扰他，也没有很多工作去做。
Just God and Himself.
只有他跟神在一起。
It's contrary to our busy daily life.
这样的生活跟我们所习惯、所熟悉的生活区别真大呀。
We are just too busy every day.
我们每天的生活实在太忙碌了。
We can hardly find time to sit down and come before God, just He and me alone.
要找到时间能够单独的走到神面前去祈祷，真的不容易。
And recently, I begin to hate WhatsApp and WeChat.
最近呢，我突然间感觉到对于微信以及 WhatsApp 这些的 apps 就觉得一些的讨厌。
Because my eyes is getting very bad.
因为用手机多的缘故啊，我的眼睛，我的视力一直在退化。
And I have cataracts.
也有了这个
白内障。
白内障的问题。
This is I can't see you all the.
所以我如果是盖着我的左眼的话，我就看不见你们了。
My left eye is getting worse.
但是我的左眼也越来越不好了。
Very bad. So, every time I have to watch the messages, I found very difficult.
所以每天每次要看这么多的短信呢，我发觉我的眼睛越来越疲倦。
And then sometimes in a group, WhatsApp group.A lot of people saying different things and replying to different people.
有时候因为我们属于一个群的缘故，在群里头不同的人在一个事情上会发表不同的意见，所以每个人要读起来的信息就多了。
As the messages go long, I got lost.
当有些时候短信太多的时候，我就迷失方向了。
I don't know Who is this person talking to and replying what?
我再搞不清楚，现在说话的是谁？他说的是跟谁说呢？我都搞不清了。
So at the end, I said, "Oh, it's not talking to me. Close it."
所以终于我发觉，哦，原来不是跟我说的，我就把手机关掉了，算了。
Now the phone is a distraction.
所以今天的手机是可以一种纷扰我们事情的东西。
And of course, there are many, many things in our heart which distract us.
但其实除了手机，我们心里头本身就有很多东西纷扰我们。
To be able to pray intimately with God, it takes a lot of self-control.
因此，能够好好的、亲密的向神祷告呢，你我需要很大的节制。
The phone is a tool to serve us.
手机只不过是一个为我们服务的工具。
I hope we won't let it to control us.
我希望我们不会被手机所控制、所支配。
Let's secure the relationship with God, not to be disturbed.
让我们每个人都保守好与神的关系，而不被不同的事情分心。
The Lord Jesus asks us to go into your inner room and pray to your Father who is in secret.
耶稣对我们说，我们祈祷的时候需要进到密室里面去，关上门，才向隐秘中的天父祈祷。
It doesn't mean you have to really find a room, but it means quietness at least.
这句话不一定说你必须找到一个密室才能祈祷，但是他确实说你必须安静下来才能真正的祈祷。
Prayer is so important because this is where our strength comes from.
祈祷的是重要的，因为唯有通过祈祷，我们才能够找到力量去面对每天的挑战。
Prayer is also the root of our faith.
祈祷也是我们信仰的根部。
It's something that outsiders may not see.
我们的祈祷的生活是旁人看不见的。
People will see you coming to Sunday or doing acts of charity. But people may not see your private prayer life.
人们只能看得见当你捐献钱做善事，或者是你星期天来到教会聚会，但是人看不见你祈祷。
The Father who sees in secret will reward you.
在隐秘中看见你的天父，他必定会报赏你。
If we do things in order to be seen, to be praised by men, then we got reward from men.
如果我们的动机是做出来让别人看得见，那么我们已经得到了我们的赏赐了。
If you do it for God, you got the reward from God.
但是如果你追求的是神给你的回报，那么你所得到的是从神而来的。
Let's come to think about it. What is the difference between the reward from men and the reward from God?
让我们一起想一想，从人得到回报，比起从神那里得到回报，有什么分别呢？
Let's talk about reward from man first.
我们先看看，从人那里得到回报。
What you can get is praise.
从神那里，我们能得到的是人对你称赞。
This is a good person. You are a good person.
人对你说，你这个人真不错。
You have helped me. Oh, thank you very much.
你帮助了我，我非常感激你。
So your good deeds will be remembered by men.
所以你对人的好行为，你的善行，人就记得。
And you got the praise and thank you instantly.
所以你所得到的别人的感谢啊，回报啊，是及时的，及时的。
The reward from man is instant.
所以从人得到的回报是立刻的。
I would say the reward from God is not necessarily instant.
我会说，从神来到的回报就不一定是立刻的。
Most often is not instant.
很多时候都不是马上就来的。
But God will remember your good deeds.
但是神肯定会记住你所做的善功。
And he will reward you when you need it the most.
当一天你很需要他照顾的时候，他一定回报你。
If you do these things in secret, the beauty of it is you don't even remember the good deeds that you have done.
最美妙的一点是，当你做这些的善功的时候，你这样做，你连自己做过的善功都没有记住。
If you always remember what you have done, and you always mention to people what you have done, there may be something wrong with your motive.
如果你常常都记得你曾经做过什么好事，也常常希望别人记得住你怎么帮助过他，那么你恐怕会有点出了些毛病。
This is what we learn today.
So, 今天我们学习的功课就是这些。
The three central elements in the Jewish life.
这是关于犹太教的三方面的善功。
Giving alms, prayer, and fasting.
就是施舍、祈祷和禁食。
The Lord Jesus asked us, reminded us not to imitate the hypocrite who just act out.
今天耶稣提醒我们，不要模仿法利赛施的善功，不要为了表演去做。
Do it with a genuine, sincere motive.
应该发自内心，纯正的动机去做这些。
The only motive which is to please God.
唯一的对的动机就是讨神的喜悦。
To let him see and let him reward you.
只让神看见你所做的，只让神去回报你。
Very often, I will encourage you to remember these few words.
我希望鼓励大家记住以下几句话。
The Father who sees in secret.
就是天父在隐秘中才看见。
Very often, sometimes after you do something, you may not be able to see the desired result at once.
往往，当你做一件事情，你不能够马上就看见事情的好结果。
For example, the care you give to your children.
比如说你为你的儿女们所付出的一切。
The love that you give to the other people.
或者你所给予别人的帮助。
Or whatever you do for God.
或者其他你为神所做的很多的东西。
Very often what you do, you won't see the good result or you won't see the result at once.
这些东西啊往往你不是马上就能够见到结果的。
Without seeing the result or the good result, you may feel discouraged.
所以不能够马上就看见有好结果，那往往你会变得很灰心。
The Bible reminded us not to be discouraged, not to be weary. How to say?
In doing good.
Not to be weary in doing good.
但是圣经提醒我们，行善不要气馁，要恒心的继续去做。
Just remember these few words: the Father who sees in secret.
我们只需要记住今天耶稣的这一句话，就在隐秘中，天父能看得见。
And He will reward you accordingly.
他一定记住你所做的，他一天一定会报赏你。
But if you don't do well, of course, the Father who sees in secret can also see.
当然，如果我们所做的是不对的，那在隐秘中的天父也能看得见。
And He will deal with you accordingly.
他也会处理你，去对付你。
But no matter what, let's always go back, return to God who is in secret.
但无论如何，我们都应该常常重新的回到天父的面前来，因为只有他在隐秘中才能看得见我们所做的。
And because from where, this is from where we got the strength to face the challenge every day.
唯有这样，我们才能够找到力量去面对每天的挑战。
So, this is my message for today.
所以今天我的信息就讲到这。
May the word of God stay in your heart.
愿神的话语能够停留在你们心中。
And guide you in the following week.
能够为你下来一个星期的生活做指导。
So, Maybe after listening to the word of God, let's quiet down before Him first. Let's have a moment of quietness first.
现在让我们首先在神面前安静一会儿。
Can I ask Pastor Joe to say a prayer?
我们一起祈祷。